Mr. Chair, the Indian delegation appreciates the excellent presentations made by the panelists. The microfinance schemes have played a significant role in the Indian economy. It has proven its viability as a business model and its ability to reach a significant section of the population, including the poor, the marginalized, and the unbanked. Due to time constraints, we would like to highlight only two important initiatives by the Government of India. First is the Pradhan Mantri Jan Dhan Yojana, that is the Prime Minister's public finance scheme. It is a national mission on financial inclusion that encompasses an integrated approach to achieve comprehensive financial inclusion for all households in the country. The plan envisages universal access to banking facilities with at least one basic banking account for every household, financial literacy, access to credit, and insurance and pension facilities. Additionally, beneficiaries receive a debit card with inbuilt accident insurance coverage. The plan also facilitates channeling all government benefits to beneficiaries' accounts, promoting the direct benefit transfer scheme of the government. Second scheme is the Pradhan Mantri Mudra Yojana, that is Prime Minister's Micro Units Development and Refinance Agency scheme. This scheme was launched in 2015 and has played a pivotal role in empowering non-corporate, non-farm, small and micro finances, micro enterprises by providing loan up to 1 million Indian rupees. To strengthen support for aspiring entrepreneurs, the loan limit has now been increased to 2 million Indian rupees with effective from October 24th. The scheme aims to provide financial inclusiveness and support to marginalized and socioeconomically disadvantaged sections of society. Mr. Chair, microfinance schemes have given wings to the dreams and aspirations of millions of Indians, instilling a sense of self-worth and independence. They have fundamentally reshaped the landscape of entrepreneurship in India, driving significant progress in financial inclusion. Over the years, these initiatives have also empowered women and minority communities, creating opportunities for economic upliftment and fostering a more inclusive growth environment. I thank you.